Were you able to hear me? I think I got cut off.
Yes, I can hear you now.
The Ready to pledge start? Go through okay?
I didn't hear a thing yet, so I think we still need to do the pledge.
Okay, do you want me to do it again?
Did anyone else hear it? Because I didn't hear it.
No. Okay, I'll do it again.
Thank you.
Okay. One second.
Would you prefer I just start it off?
No, I'll do it. Okay, I wasn't okay. Sure because my phone was coming on and off.
No problem. Thank you, Gina.
One second. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's now please go to our roll.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
I am present.
Director Green.
Here.
Director Ma'ai.
Here.
Director Mendoza. Director Mendoza?
Yes, present.
Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Rowe?
Here.
Director Sheldon?
Here.
Director Ta?
Here.
Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Yeo? Director Yeo?
Here.
Okay. You do have a quorum with all 10 directors present.
Thank you. Are there any items that we received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Thank you. Next is our employee of the quarter, which goes to environmental specialist Zachary Barker. I think yes. And I'll turn that over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President. And I will turn it over to Mr. Pat Versluis, who's in charge of our water quality department. Patrick.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Well, good evening, Mr. President, members of the board. Mm-hmm. I am pleased to introduce Zachary or Zach Barker, who was chosen as the employee of the quarter for the second quarter. Zach is an environmental specialist in the water quality department and has been with the district for more than 5 years now. Zach is a great employee to have as part of the water quality team. He's assigned to perform many of the day-to-day water quality monitoring activities at drinking water sites, groundwater well sites, surface water sites, such as the Santa River and the recharge basins, and also monitoring at many of the treatment facilities, such as GDBRS and those producer PFAS treatment facilities. In addition, Zach is actually assigned to manage a program we call the Basin-Wide Monitoring Program, which monitors many small and privately owned irrigation and drinking water wells. Zach has done a great job communicating and coordinating with many of these well owners, helping to ensure we perform many of the monitoring at those locations. Recently, Zach took on some additional responsibilities and took it upon himself to take the initiative to help out some of our newer staff. We had two new staff that joined in the last year or so, and Zach took on the responsibility without being asked to help them get more experience and training in driving some of our larger vehicles that we use for pumping groundwater wells and for taking our equipment out into the field. In addition, he also helped them learn and be safer in driving vehicles that are towing trailers. And that's something that it provides a lot more safety for not only our staff, but obviously the public on the road. So those actions taken by Zach has just really helped them to be more comfortable and to provide more safety for all of us here. So with that, I'd like to congratulate Zach Barker and being selected as the employee of the quarter in the second quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. Would Zach like to make any comments? Zach?
Not too much. Just want to say really appreciate working for such a great district and an amazing department, and just really enjoy working every day and being with my coworkers. So makes it easy. Wanted to spend time with them and do more training. So thanks to my department and everyone at OCWD.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great. We'll move on now to our public comments, public participation. Is there any members of the public that would like to speak at this time? And I'm looking here for hands, and I do see a hand of one. And so let's call on Glenn Brooks.
Yes, Mr. President and directors, good to talk to you again. It's been quite a while since I've connected to the OCWD, and it's good to be back. I was wondering if there had been any progress with research and development implementing use of nanotechnology for the membranes, which I believe DuPont came out with a commercial, I believe it was already commercialized about 8 months, maybe a year ago. That's all.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. Are there any other members of the public? I don't see hands. Janice, do you see any?
I do not see any hands raised.
Okay, well, let's move on to our next item, which is a public hearing on director's compensation. And I will, open the public hearing, and we'll open the public hearing, and it's related to the consideration of adoption of an ordinance to increase the pay of director's compensation from $315 per day to $330.75 per day, up to a maximum of 10 days per month. And this would be effective 60 days after adoption of the ordinance, which would be October 17, 2022. I will now turn this over to Mike Marcus.
Thank you very much. Just a brief staff presentation, Mr. President. Just to note, the California Water Code Section 20200 at SEC allows water districts, including OCWD, to enact ordinances to increase the amount of compensation that may be received by members of the board for each day of attendance of meetings of the board and for each day of service rendered as a member of and by the request of the board, by an amount not to exceed 5% for each calendar year following the operative date of the last adjustment of compensation, for up to 10 days in any calendar month. The last adjustment to director compensation occurred on August 4th, 2021, which means the board may, but is not required to, increase the amount of compensation by up to $15.75 per day per staff's recommendation. And that ends my report.
Thank you. Okay, our next step, are there any comments from members of the public? I don't see any hands. And okay, well, we'll still keep that available. Are there any director comments? Okay, no public, no director. Is there a motion?
Mr. President.
Do I close the public hearing next? Or?
You have to close the public
hearing. Do I need a motion to close the public hearing?
No, you can just close it.
Okay, I'll close the public hearing, thank you. Is there a motion on the item?
Mr. President, this is Director Bilodeau. This is always an awkward discussion, but I'd be willing to make a motion to accept the action.
And do we have a second?
I second the motion. This is Director Nguyen.
Okay. Any discussion? Please take the roll.
Roll call. Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
No.
Director Ma'ai?
No.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
No.
Director Rowe?
No.
Director Sheldon?
No.
Director Ta?
No.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
No.
For the clerk, just for clarification, I second the motion so we can carry on with the vote. But on the motion, I'm voting no.
Okay, thank you.
So that it was seconded for discussion purposes and voting purposes only.
Okay. That motion fails with only four yes votes, with directors Green, Ma'ai, Wynn, Roe, Sheldon, and Ta voting no.
Okay. All right. Let's move on.
For clarification, I voted no.
Oh. And Director Yeo voting no.
So is there any way that you can repeat how many board members voted no and how many board voted yes?
Okay, so I think it was Director Bilodeau, Director Mendoza, and Director Whitaker voted yes. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so three yes votes with those directors and Director Green, Director Ma'ai, Director Wynn, Director Roe, Director Sheldon, Director Ta, and Director Yeo all voted no.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to consent. Are there any items, any director comments, any items to be pulled from the consent or perhaps a negative or abstention to be noted?
Move the consent calendar.
This is Director Bilodeau. If you'll note me as an abstention on item 11.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, so please note me as a no on item 18. And we have a motion and a second. Please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Ma'ai?
Yes.
Director Mendoza?
Yes.
Director Wynn?
Yes.
Director Roe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
No. I mean, yes, but I apologize. But yes, I vote yes, but except for the comment that I made.
Okay. Director Ta?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 10 yes votes with Director Bilodeau abstaining on item number 2 and Director Sheldon voting no on item number 18.
We'll move on to our next item.
It was number 11, Christina, on me. And number 11, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. So move to matters for consideration. The Orange County Grand Jury Report, I'll turn it over to Mike Marcus.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. And John Kennedy has a couple slides to present to the board this evening. And I will note also that we did have the letter and the findings and recommendations were posted to the website about mid to late morning today.
Oh.
Thanks, Mike. Ladies, if I could share my screen.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, Mr. President, members of the board, this issue is about the June 22nd Orange County Grand Jury Report. And we discussed this report in some detail back on July 6th. The grand jury did a review of Orange County wholesale water agencies, specifically Orange County Water District and MODOC. The grand jury reviewed OCWD and MODOC's operations. The grand jury interviewed a lot of water managers in the county. And the bottom line, the conclusion was that the grand jury was recommending that OCWD and MODOC should consolidate. So just the grand jury report itself, there were 6 official grand jury findings. There were 2 official grand jury recommendations. And legally, the grand jury ask Orange County Water District to respond to findings 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6. And the grand jury ask us to respond to recommendations 1 and 2. So we actually have 90 days to respond, which is September 20th. But we did prepare a response and we got it out to the board today. There's a cover letter and then our actual responses to the findings and recommendations. I just wanted to say in general, you know, we were thanking the grand jury for all the work they did in looking at our 2 water districts And we are saying that we believe it was a good, accurate report. And in the letter, we say we think merging with MODOC could be a good idea. And it's something that we definitely need to be looking at and to consider. And that we're also saying we are committed to engage with the water community to look at what the grand jury is proposing. So with that, here's our recommendations, is that we do provide the response to the grand jury. And then also directing staff to continue to investigate the issue and report back to the board in 60 to 90 days. So with that, staff can answer any questions the board may have.
Thank you, John. Any questions? Okay.
Well, Steve, I have just a comment today. Today, MODOC's board meeting, they had presented their proposed response to the grand jury. And I think it's good if our board takes an opportunity to look at what they said. They seem to be pretty vehemently against a merger. They say that there's a reason why it should be separate and continue to be so. I think that's a little over the top and trying to make a harder stance for us to negotiate and cooperate. So I wish we could get some sort of arbitrator to find what the issues are between so we can come up with a settlement on a path moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Kelly, I think those are good comments. I agree with what you said, as to their position. I waiting to hear some substantive information as to why this this proposal is not a good one. And we've heard some different information at our first meeting about some of the views from directors, from their directors, as to what would need to occur for them to be accepting this. And so we can kind of, we have that information, and we're just trying to, show all the benefits. There are good questions about it that need to be answered, and that we need to provide that information. The water producers, all the cities need to, I think, support this or be neutral on it. I'm sure we're going to get some that are a few that are opposed, but I generally, what I've heard in South County in my travels, that this is a positive thing. Most people view this as good government. It's streamlining, it's cost savings. And as I say, we're better together. So I think that staff will continue moving forward and reaching out and getting opinions and soliciting the information from the member agencies. Thank you. And I don't know, Mike, if you want to add anything.
Director Whitaker has his hand.
I'm sorry. Bruce?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. President. This issue has been visited at times in the past. And I recall even back circa the Orange County bankruptcy, that there was an effort to make the government centralized in Orange County and to eliminate the patchwork of 34 cities that we had at the time. And this got debated quite a bit. The merger of the water boards has similar aspects. Often the plan is to achieve efficiencies of scale. And in reality, in many cases, those don't materialize. I've always been pretty much a believer in government closer to the people is better. And sometimes to have many individual voices is collectively stronger than just one centralized voice. So I would be one who has doubts about this proposal, but I do support the notion of looking at it further and certainly collaborating to see if there would be advantages. But size alone is not compelling enough to me as an advantage. The second major point that I would make is that we operate the northern two-thirds of the county with our wonderful basin, which is the source of our groundwater. And I understand that South County would be interested in finding at least some ability to utilize that resource in their direction. I'm not opposed to that either. However, I would be opposed to losing the benefit that all of the current customers of OCWD have in that process. The third thing is to create a single water czar is again also problematic. I would certainly have complete faith in General Manager Marcus as our water czar, but of course he won't always be here as well. So there are concerns that OCWD is a world-class organization. There are many great people in MODOC as well, but I would hate to see OCWD lose some of its sheen in the process of trying to consolidate, to aggregate this effort, merely on the basis of county boundaries, which until now really hasn't been the way that our water distribution has operated at all. And so that's, at this point, I'm certainly leaning no, but I'm open to the process. Thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Any other comments?
Yeah, I do. I kind of think the idea of an arbitrator is probably a good idea, particularly if we would jointly hire a consultant to do the analysis, and in particular, the type of analysis that LAFCA would do.
I agree with you.
Yeah, I.
So that's something maybe we will have Mike look into.
Okay.
So, but any other comments, Bruce? I think you raised a lot of legitimate comments, though I will use that word legitimately very carefully because there's a lot of red herring and misinformation being put out there, quite a bit. So. I think it's important that we could sit down and address your concerns and go over them, because I think, like I said, there's incorrect information being put out, that at least you have all the facts, and I trust, you know, that you're independent minded and will make the right decision with those facts.
Well, I'd like to add too that we did discuss this in our Fullerton group, and this was the consensus as to our lean at the moment. But well, I would urge them as well to pay attention to whatever develops here.
Let me just take your second item, because it was probably most substantive one, which is, you know, non-basin entities being able to tap into the basin that have not paid for or contributed and that are not over it. So that is a red herring. That is not the case. We've discussed that with many, many individuals. We've discussed perhaps we can put in an additional layer of statutory protection, because I share your concern. Absolutely. If I thought that was something that, you know, had a foreseeable manner of occurring, you know, I wouldn't be for this, and I would be I would certainly be putting in more, you know, belts and suspenders. That is not a realistic situation in this process. So that's just one of them. So I think that's being put out there, and I would share, you know, your concerns, your staff's concerns about that. It's a legitimate concern, but ultimately when you peel it back, I think it's a non-issue. So any other comments? We have Mr. Ken
Vaccarelli. Thank you.
I know Vaccarelli. Ken, I'm so sorry. Vaccarelli, Mike. I got to bring Vaccarelli. Ken
Vaccarelli. No worries. Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I am speaking not yet fully on behalf of Golden State Water Company, because we have not responded to the OCWD grand jury's request for response. We're not required, but we are requested to provide a response. I just want to go on the record tonight to say that initially we are opposed against consolidation for many of the same issues that Director Whitaker expressed. And pending further information and very specific information, we would not be supporting a merger or consolidation of this form. Now, we would support investigation and consideration of cost efficiencies of perhaps some other approach to say both parties would be working more effectively together towards the interests of each of their constituents. I'm concerned a bit, Director Sheldon, that you mentioned all the South County agencies seem to be on board with this.
I didn't. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. At least that's what I thought I heard. I'm a little bit concerned that Orange County Water District and its board would voice that opinion before really considering the current constituents of Orange County Water District, which do not include South County agencies outside the basin. That's all my comments for now.
I didn't say that all South County agencies are on board. I said that I've spoken to some that are supportive. I've spoken to North County agencies that are supportive. So I should have added that to my comment. And our general manager has been out meeting with all of our producers and working very diligently with them to gather information. And he has some meetings he hasn't conducted yet, but he's been definitely out working hard on garnering information from our producers.
And that is much appreciated again. And I didn't mean to misquote you either. I wasn't trying to,
you know, and I guess as I peel it back, can I really be, I think, you know, the answer regarding the second item that Director Whitaker brought up, I understand it's a concern, but I think we can address it to where it is not something to be concerned with once we've addressed it. So I would be really interested in dialoguing with you to hear what other concerns that you have so that those can be addressed. Because I think when we look at the benefits and we look at the information that put forth by the grand jury, and I think that's been put forth, I see a lot of benefits. And I'd like to have a well-rounded conversation on weighing the benefits versus the concerns, or you might call the negatives. Thank you, Ken. Well, we have a more hand, so let's go to Director Green again.
I just wonder if OCWD and MODOC, we don't owe it to our constituents to at least explore any possible cost savings, improvements to service quality, effectiveness, efficiency, economies of scale, as well as the possibility of more influence on advocacy, grants, and water supply issues. Just seems to me that there's a lot there to look at.
I agree. I mean, we can go down the laundry list of all the items that would be a benefit to both all of the producers in Orange County Water District, and I can go on and on and on with those. I'm also looking for substantive thoughts on what are the concerns with it, because I'll just say another comment that we received from a director at MODOC was that they would be supportive if the board of the new entity only had five directors. And I just, okay, well, that's what it would take to have that. So I just feel sometimes we're getting some comments and things out of left field that don't really have any substance, in my opinion, to having a meaningful dialogue on something very important that I think can benefit our constituents in a high manner. So, Mike, if you have a comment, that's your hand up.
I think Director Yeo has
his. Yeah, Director Yeo has popped up. By Director Roger. Hi.
Thank you, Steve. I share Bruce's comments earlier. I echo his concern that, but at least we... we should explore the possibility of maybe some better ways to collaborate and be more efficient in our ways of doing business. It's just that I was thinking that, so if we become a a big water agency, a 800-pound gorilla, if you will. But if we're trying to implement something like the high-speed rail, for example, something that benefits the entire county, each of the city we cross will still have a voice. So I'm not sure how effective the model would be in this democracy. That's just my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Mike?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I just wanted to add, and I think we reported it at WIC, that the ad hoc committee of the two agencies met about a week and a half ago. And there was a two-hour meeting and a lot of discussion about the proposal. And I think we left the meeting saying we should continue to look at certain items, the cost issue, other issues. And what I've kind of heard in the discussions I've had with the various retail water agency is pretty much the same story. I mean, not everyone may agree initially that, you know, at first blush that it may be a good idea. But I think there's a general consensus that does agree that we should have a process by which we move through and try to identify what a consolidated district would look like. And I've spoken so far to 13 of the 16 retail agencies that have the opportunity to respond to the grand jury report. And I've also spoken to three of the remaining nine or 10, producers that were not asked to comment on it. So I'm continuing my outreach at the direction of the board. And I see this as somewhat of a deliberative process, but I don't think I've heard anyone say we should stop right now looking at it. And so I just wanted to make those comments in the discussion.
Thank you. I'm interested in hearing substantive reasons of why this is not good so that we can look into those and peel back the veracity of the statements, because there I can go into more incorrect and not accurate things being said. I feel like we're in a campaign for office. It's just throwing whatever against the wall can stick is what's happening right now. That's right. You know, so I please ask the directors to keep an open mind and to not believe everything that they've heard from this, including the statement that the three Met cities in Orange County would be absolved and would join in on this. That is a crazy statement. It never was advocated in the grand jury report, and it's being stated out there. And, you know, it just adds more, you know, misinformation, disinformation. So let's really keep an open mind, please. I'm going to, for all sides, I truly am. And we can move forward with this. So I don't see any more hands in my, let's look into the arbitrator concept that Director Rowe brought up as well. Maybe, yeah, binding arbitration, right, really might be really interesting. So, all right, I'll move on to our agenda. To next item is our water resources summary. There's an action.
I'll move the recommended action.
24, can we take a, is there a motion?
I'll move the recommended action.
I'll second.
Take the roll, please.
Roll call, Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Ma'ai.
Yes.
Director Mendoza.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Ta.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Okay. That motion carries with 10 yes votes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Well, let's please move to our water resource summary.
Yes, the information is contained in the packet, Mr. President.
Thank you. And our SOPA report is next. Director Whitaker.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. At yesterday's SAPA Commission meeting, we received two informational reports, primarily. No votes were taken on agenda. One was the where we were provided validation support on the approach and on the attempt to increase our water capture from precipitation. The second item was the Upper Santa Ana River Watershed Homeless Encampment Phase 1A Water Quality Monitoring and Trash Assessment, a status report. And we received data on numbers of homeless encampments, primarily in the riverside area, and whether they had a material impact on generating bacterial waste or contaminants into the basin. Trash analysis of trash and types of trash actually poundages created in the report gravitated toward the presence of many feral pigs who are generating a large amount of bacterial waste and might be one of the more consequential factors that have been studied at this point. There are a lot of details involved in this, and all of that data is contained within the packet, but I'm happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Anything to add?
I'd just like to add a comment. The SAPA staff, they selected through competition the Desert Research Institute to provide the validation of the cloud seeding activities that we're planning with our pilot program. And I'd like to share with the board that they have an excellent reputation. They're affiliated with the University of Nevada, University of Reno. They have a staff of about 400 people, a lot of research scientists. And I've really appreciated the work that they've done in the past. So I think it's a top-notch team of people that we're going to be involved with this for our cloud seeding program. Thank you.
Thank you for fleshing out that information. I appreciate that, Director Rowe. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, we'll go to our Communications and Legislative Committee, Director Bilodeau.
I believe the information is contained in the packet. Thank you.
Thank you. Water Issues Committee, Director Green.
The information is contained in the packet.
Thank you. And on our Admin and Finance Committee, Director Ta.
Mr. President, the information is contained in the packet.
Thank you. So just for the edification of any members of the public, we're required to give this information, and each director could spend 20 minutes going through all that information, but we think it's for the benefit of the public that we summarize it and we make it available in a written form to the public. And so that is why we have this reporting process. So I'm going to go on next to any reports on committees, conferences attended at district expense, where majority of the board was present. Any such disclosure or report to make? Okay, so we're getting done here close to your case. So we'll go to the president's report. And I'd just like to say that I'm really troubled with the water supply and water condition in our state. And I really think I want all of you to take this, and I don't mean to say that you don't take it seriously, but we need to take it seriously that we're looked upon by our constituents and those that know that we're involved in the water district and directors. They look to us for results. They don't know much about it. I don't think they know the difference between MODOC and OCWD and MET and this and that. They just want their water to be there, to be plentiful, to be available, affordable, and clean and good water. And we have severe cutbacks coming up. I think there's been a less than acceptable management at a state and federal level of our resources. And I'm very pleased that the governor came out with a proposal on many items that we can increase water supply, but I'm very disappointed that it appears that 2030 is the deadline for many of these items. So I don't see the urgency that people should our leaders should be showing. And I think it's up to us to represent our constituents, to tell those at the state and federal level and ask them, how can we get this done in a much expedited manner and not wait and wait and wait. We have a governor who happily wields the powers of emergency and executive fiat on things that we've seen in the past 2 years. So I wish that we could have that same power and enthusiasm to implement water supply projects, because certainly the governor does have that power, and I would call upon him to use that power to deliver and working with the federal government water supply projects. I think let's really look at that, because I'll say that I recall when we had a major earthquake and the 10 freeway was not drivable. And I believe Governor Wilson was the governor, and the contractors brought in, they were paid and they had a bonus when they got done. And that freeway got done in less time than what was required. And it was a great job, and we got that freeway going. So ingenuity is the mother of necessity. We need leaders at our state and federal level that will get this water situation more under control. We need water supply for this drought. And please, strongly consider this as we have issues coming in front of our board. And I also just want to say, I think with this drought, we do need one strong voice for water supply and for our county. And it's not a czar. It doesn't replace all the other water districts that have it never would do that, but that are here in our county as well. But it is a focused voice. And I think we have seen problems that we've been unable to represent our constituents with the Metropolitan Water District, because MODOC has prevented us from doing that. So we do need to have this, and I can go into detail with any of the directors if that take the time to talk about that. And I'll share with you my observations and my perceptions on why I think this is better for everyone, including those at MODOC. So those are the president's comments. Thank you. I'll move on to general manager's report.
Nothing to report, Mr. President.
And the director's reports. Okay. General counsel report.
No report tonight, Mr. President, and we do not have any closed sessions this evening.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Night.